Oh, you've caught me on the hop by her. Shopping I am. And all without so much as talking to a shop assistant.
Os gwelwch yn dda, scan your item.
Here I am, scanning my own groceries. In Welsh.
Cowch eich bagiau yn y man bagiau a gwasgu parhau.
The things you can do nowadays. The Welsh Government wants 1 million Welsh speakers by 2050. I wonder if they're counting machines like this as well as people.
Diolch am siopa yn y co-op.
Diolch am siopa yn y co-op. Thanks for shopping where? The co-op. It's the co-op. Or the copman. You speak in Welsh, talk tidy.
Dim wedi cydnabod.
The co-op or the cop. One or the other. That's what it is. That's what we call it in Penygraig. And in Penygraig, like lots of other Rhondda towns, the co-op or the cop had a proud history. Let me tell you about it. Saturday, May the 16th, 1891. Penygraig is a bustling new town, growing up in the shadow of Mid Rhondda's coal pits, home to one of Wales's leading rugby clubs, and to a splendid brass band of its own. And there are shops and pubs and cafes and churches and chapels. But a new idea is about to take root here. In the long room of the Butcher's Arms, a famous meeting place for miners, a gathering is underway. The express purpose is to initiate the movement of starting a cooperative society. Not to start a cooperative society, mind you, but to initiate the movement of starting a society. If you're sensing some hesitation there, it's not surprising. A year or two earlier, a similar venture in Tonopandy had collapsed, and a lot of investors had got their fingers burned. But us Penygraig people are made of stern stuff, and the Penygraig Industrial Cooperative Society was duly constituted. Sums of £5, £10, even £20 were deposited as shares. Shop premises were bought from Moses Rowlands, a big cheese in Penygraig, a mine owner as well as a shopkeeper. Don't know if he sold cheese, mind. But the co-op was about to. Because that was the whole idea, to sell groceries and other essentials, clothes and boots and shoes and ironmongery even, and to do that at competitive prices. But, and this was the crucial point, rather than the profit on the sales falling into the hands of a single owner, someone like Moses Rowlands, who was already rich enough to finance the business privately, it was the members of the cooperative society themselves who were to benefit from the profits accrued. They would get a dividend. Between them, they would own the business where they shopped, so they were perfectly entitled to do that. The co-op divvy had arrived in the Rhondda. Business boomed. In its first trading quarter, ending on December the 31st, 1891, the balance sheet showed that the Penygraig co-op had sold goods to the amazing value of £1,722, 3 shillings and sixpence. And the members got a dividend of 3 shillings for every pound they'd spent. Unlike those Tonopandy investors who'd caught a cold, Penygraig had a divvy that wasn't to be sneezed at. All the same, the society didn't really begin to flourish until 1901, when it appointed a new manager, William Job, and a new secretary, the splendidly named Martin Luther Thomas. Together, Job and Thomas worked steadily to build a stronger society, paying high dividends, opening a bakery, and new branches in Tonarevel and Gilvach Goch and Coedili and Williamstown. In 1914, more commodious and modern premises opened on Tillicailin Road, the society's flagship store, with grocery, drapery and furnishing departments taking up a whole block of the street front, and the name Penygraig Industrial Cooperative Society Limited proudly emblazoned above the shop windows. Just behind it, on Cross Street, the office headquarters oversaw a whole retail empire. But it wasn't just about money. The society played a crucial social, cultural and educational role in the life of Penygraig. There were classes, educational grants and lectures for members and members' children, choirs, concerts, eisteddfodau, film shows. The Cop was said to be the busiest place in Penygraig, crowded with people not just shopping, but making dividend withdrawals and share capital deposits, using the savings bank, collecting tickets for hospital treatment, and taking advantage of a host of other services the society offered. During the bitter strikes of 1910, 1921 and 1926, the Penygraig Cooperative nailed its colours to the mast. It supported the miners and their families with credit facilities to cover the lion's share of their weekly shopping bills and grants which kept the wolf from the door. Donations rolled in from other cooperative societies, and the Penygraig Co-op supplied the miners' soup kitchens at cost price. When better times came around, the Penygraig Co-op prospered. When they counted it all up, in its first 50 years of trading up until the Second World War, a staggering 8.8 million pounds was wrung through the tills. It paid out to its members, 6,000 of them by now, dividends of 780,000 pounds. At today's values, you're talking the kind of money that only a Russian oligarch has at his disposal. My family, on my mother's side anyway, were stalwart members of the Penygraig Society from its earliest days. My great-grandmother, known to all as Gia, was the wife of the colliery blacksmith, and when she went shopping, even in an institution as egalitarian and fair-minded as the Co-op, I suppose she felt that that gave her a special status. She would march into the store and, no matter how busy it was, how deep the queue at the counter, she would demand immediate service, and no one but William Job, the manager, was good enough to serve her. I don't suppose it made her very popular. I wonder what she'd make of being served by a machine.
Os gwelwch yn dda, dewiswch eich dull talu.
My own early memories of going up the Co-op are all to do with how steep my little legs found the climb up Tillicailin Road, and how heavy those bags of shopping were that I carried back down from the main store. By then, one of the senior managers in the society was a distinguished Penygraig dignitary called Jackie Dawson Jones. He always wore a bow tie, I remember, though I was never served by him. Obviously, I didn't have the pulling power of my great-grandmother. Thankfully, I never met him in his other official capacity either. He was the local J.P. At home, a drawer in the sideboard was filled with Co-op books. I can see the covers now a sickly beige, and inside, the ledger of the family's purchases, handwritten, only the duplicate pages remaining, and the blue carbon sheet tucked at the back, bearing the imprint of what we'd spent so that our dividend could be calculated. A lot's happened to the Co-op since then, in Penygraig, elsewhere in the Rhondda, and across the whole country. The story of its changing ownership is too complicated to recount here and now, but I'm still shopping at the Co-op, and there's still a little dividend that comes back to me with every pound I spend. Even if it's totted up electronically now, when I scan my membership card at the till.
Diolch, cerdyn wedi cydnabod.
I can't help feeling, though, that something's been lost along the way. And not just the personal service that no machine can give you, no matter how quick and accurate it is. Not just that, but the whole cooperative idea and ideal. Back on its 50th anniversary in 1941, the Penygraig Industrial Cooperative Society could boast, "It's our society. Every brick, every pound in the bank belongs to us, all 6,000 members." By combining their resources and their spending power, the pioneers of the cooperative movement had invented a splendid model but it's now the exception rather than the rule. Perhaps it's time we considered why that is. Why we've gone along with a system of retail therapy that allows a very few individuals to line their pockets with our pounds, even if we seem to be saving a few pennies along the way. I'm a huge admirer of the way Treorchy's High Street has been revived as the home to quality independent shops owned by local people. Maybe there's even more inspiration for the inspirational people who've led that revival in the history of the COP, or the QOP, or whatever you want to call it. I'm John Geraint Roberts. Other retail outlets are available. Join me for another shopping trip next time in John on the Rhondda.